Shall we start with to recap a bit from last week? The basics of what Lachanaris is, and then to add on a little more. What's Nigal Lachan Maisa? We learned last week that there's three in Yonim in Lachanaris. There's one in Lachanaris, which is the Indian of Oinuk. Oinuk is they should have lights, the Mokim Achila. The Pashas was like the Levush, the mile of having Neiris, the Mokim Achila. It's because the person has enjoyment if he has a Suda where there's Neiris over there. Shmuel Aleket said a different reason why it's good to have Neiris. The Medish was much more the reason why it shouldn't be the same as Neir Shel Gehenim. That was the reason. And the Medrash gave, and the Shmuel Aleket says, because a person has Neiris, has Mokim Achila, and a Pasha enjoys his food more. Whatever the reason is, the Pasha is not in the bush. It's a mile to have a Suda with Mokim Achila, because the person has a nicer meal, has a Chshivus to the meal when he's got Neiris over there. That's the main Indian of Avodah Zarah. We have to bear in mind that the way the Shulchan brings it down is the Indian of Avodah Zarah, Mushum Oinu. There's also Indian of Kovod, which Rashi says is Kovod to have Yasuda and Mokim Neiris. And besides that, was the Rambam says that the person lights for each other is considered the Maisa Kovod. The person welcomes between with nice Neiris, the person does Alokas and Neiris before Shabbos. That itself is a Maisa which is Kovod for Shabbos. That's the second Indian Alokas and Neiris. And the third Indian we saw Alokas and Neiris was the Indian of Shalom Bais. But this Nachman Shalom Bais, basically the Rashi Gemara says, is an Indian to make sure that you shouldn't be in the dark. And the Pashtus reason, the Pashtus being, because a person's in the dark, is a Chashashi Meitri Pah, and therefore it's a steer to the Kovod and the Oinuk of Shabbos. That was the main Chiyuv of Hadlok and Neiris. Also we saw that the Hadlok needs to be Hadlok Shalom Mitzvah. Even though a person needs to have the Neiris, whoever Maila a person has on the Hadlok and Neiris, there must be there's a Neir Shalom Mitzvah. Neir Shalom Mitzvah means it was done by somebody who did an adlocker, his man achiev. If it was done, but I'm abroad and it's not as man achiev for me, I can't be here for somebody else's mitzvah. The chayin, if it adlocks an is done before Plaga Mincha, even though it's done, the chavoy Shabbos, even though there's candles on the meal when Shabbos comes in, and you say, there's no chashash of tripping up, the covered of having the Suda Shabbos is to have candles on the table, and that you've got, the covered and the only you've got, that's not good enough. A person is mechuyev to do a maisa hadlaka lechvoy Shabbos. Chazal were mechayev every person to do and to have a chelik, a kiyam, and hadlaka sneis the tzeich Shabbos. If the hadlaka was done and I'm part of the hadlaka, I don't have to do it myself. But I need that there should be an hadlaka done lechvoy Shabbos. Another very important halacha was, and that's going to be negeah soon for Tosefos Oy, that hadlaka sneis doesn't dafke mean neiris. Chashmal, electricity, is good enough for a person to be mekayem the mitzvah, according to Rav Paskin. He said there's a few svaras which should be problems, if Shem Zaman says because you haven't got all electricity there in front of you when you put it on. The Rogachev said because it hasn't got a Shemneh. Ladik Nesh HaShabbos hasn't got a Shemneh electricity. The Mashak said because it's not considered the Maisa Adlocker, if you have to light and you put the lights on, that's not considered putting on. All Zadig reasons, Ba'alocha LaMaisa, a person has to know that if you're hard up, person doesn't have candles with him, he can put the lights on, the Chavoy Shabbos, and that is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiris. Another very important halacha was that men and ladies are the same. We'll get back to that also soon, but they're the same in the chiyuv, the tzerech achiyuv, exactly the same. It may be that the mitzvah, bapoyel, is more for the isha to be mekayimit than the man to be mekayimit, because chalos shel olam, the Medrash says, or the way the Rambam says, because she's more involved in Tzorchei Habayis, therefore we give her that right to like more. But a man and a lady are the same when they get to the Chiyuv of Hadlokas HaNeiris. Another big Chiddush, and all these points are very, very important for Mitzvah Shem, will be Halacha L'maaseh to bear, will take these things into mind. Another very important Halacha we saw last week was that the din of having Neiris B'Mokim Achila. And Neiris B'Mokim Achila has a special halacha even to Tosefos Oy. A person adds Oy, and that's good enough to be considered a Maisa covered. If Shalom Bayis, if a person's scared of tripping up, so it has to be dark. If there's light over there, so he puts a candle around the house in his bedroom, in the corridor, they shouldn't trip up, and there's lights on in any case, so you've done nothing that's not going to help you from tripping up, because in any case you won't going to trip up because the electricity is on. But the light that's there, the chvei de suda, is even if there's tesefes oira, even if it's only tesefes oira, there's lights there already, but you're adding towards extra light, the chvei Shabbos, that's also good enough. Maybe let's start with this halacha over here of tesefes oira, because that's a very important halacha to get clear what this tesefes oira is and how we can apply it. Tesefes oira is Negea for Suda, and not only for Suda, we saw Chiddush, that even the place where you prepare the meal is also good enough. The Maril said that you can light it in the Bais HaMedrash, you can light candles over there, even though you're not eating in the Bais HaMedrash. A lady's gone into hospital, and she's got no way of lighting over there, says the Maril, or we go to your neighbor's house over there, next to the hospital, you've got somebody over there, you can light in her house. Lighting in a house where somebody else will have a Suda, L'chavei Shabbos, that's considered that locker b'mokim suda Shabbos. It doesn't have to be dafka what I'm having my meal. Somebody's having a suda over there is good enough. A big chiddush, what's it got to do with me? The fact that somebody else is going to eat the suda over there. It's not adding to my suda. But Chazal b'machayef to do an adlocker that adds towards the suda, that's good enough. Mishbuah doesn't bring it down. The Rechachayim doesn't bring it, says he doesn't like this whole etzah at all. And even the Maril, who said that it's good enough to light in a place where somebody else eats, he said there's a b'di'evet. He says, I see that people b'di'evet light in the Bais HaMedrash, I don't understand. And he says, his matzdik, the reason is because the camp of the Bais HaMedrash eats in the Bais HaMedrash and prepares his food in the Bais HaMedrash, therefore it's good enough. Or we see it's not al hachatchila, so it's not an ideal option of a person doesn't know where to light. Don't go to your neighbor's house and light inside his house over there, even if they haven't got any lights on over there, because that's only a b'di'evet. A person's hard up, he's always got that answer. The chiyuv of adlok zaneh is mishum choyva, mishum shalom bayis. It's not clear, what does it mean, shalom bayis? Does shalom bayis mean that it's dark, I'm not going to trip up, which is what we're saying, that's what the shalom bayis means. If I'm going to trip up, and therefore, if there's in any case light over there, I'm not going to trip up, I haven't gained of it. Or, even the Sefes Oira around the house, not to trip up, but I've got an extra gain from it, extra benefit from having the lights over there is good enough. I explain myself, Mishabura says in Hilchas Yom Kippur, we all do our adlokas aneris when it comes to Yom Kippur, and we don't have any sud over there. Let's talk about us on Erev Kippur. What do? We do adlokas aneris, babayis, and there's lights on in the house over there. What is the adlock that we're doing in Erev Kippur? There's lights in the house over there. We've got no suda. So it's not the Tzerech HaSuda. So what's it? The Tzerech Shalom Bayis. So the Rishonim say, and that's what we'll be paskin, that the Tzerech Shalom Bayis, you can also make a bracha on adlock HaSaneris. But is there any Shalom Bayis in our adlock HaSaneris? The adlock HaSaneris, when we've got electricity on in our house in Erev Kippur, and we're adding an extra light, and we'll make a bracha on Erev Kippur, why are you making a bracha on it? It's light in any case. So Mishabur brings down from the Bach, as the Bach says, even if you light on top of somebody else's bed, on top of a choyla, it's light there in any case, you can't make a bracha, because it's light there. What are you adding? A bit, to make it a bit more convenient, a bit easier, that's not Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis means that you're going to trip up. And if you're not going to trip up, that's not a key of Shalom Bayis, you can't make a bracha on that adlaka. So what we do, strictly speaking, according to the Mishnah Bura, on Erev Kippur, is a shver minig, because we're doing an adlaka when the light's on, there's electricity on, and it's not adding that we shouldn't trip up, and it's not the Tzerech HaSuda. It's not Tesefes Oira in the Mokam Achila. Tesefes Oira Mokam Achila means you have your Suda over there, and add lights in the Mokam Achila, so that also adds an enjoyment. But I'm not eating your Suda on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, the light's for Yom Kippur itself. And I can see without it, I'm not going to trip up. So what's that light over there? So it's a very shver minig what we do. According to the Mishabura, lighting on Yom Kippur is not so simple. That's what you do? You switch off your lights before you light Yom Kippur? Oh, so that would be a good etzah. That would be a good etzah to switch off the lights. So Yishal Avram says that the minig is that we do an adlocker before Yom Kippur, even if you're not adding anything towards it, because the lady's light. The lady's light before Yom Kippur, even though it's not because of Shalom Bayis, and even though it's not the Tzerech HaSuda, but the minig is that the lady's still light. That's what Yishal Avram says. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I can't tell you, we've got Hashmal nowadays, I don't know why we're lighting over here, but I do know that the Ishar Avon, which says that the minig is, even if you don't, maybe that's where the Ilum come from, maybe that's to be Miyashiv, the minig of the Nashim, we light on Erev Yom Kippur, even though the lights are on. But of course, if a person wants to know whether he should have lights on, in this, whether the Chatchil should go and put the lights up before Yom Kippur, even if you don't always put it off on every Erev Shabbos for whatever reason, we'll see. But on every kippah, there's much more of a reason to switch the lights off before you do Hadlakas HaNeris. Because that Hadlakas HaNeris that person is doing before you, Yom Kippur, really isn't adding anything towards the Suda or towards tripping up. It has no tachlis b'chalal. The tachlis is to be mekam your mitzvah. Who says you can make a bracha on that? So the minhag ha'olam tonight on that is a chiddush, to light an Yom Kippur, even though one doesn't really have any benefit from that light.
So what would you do to later on someone else to put them on or what?
You can put it on yourself before you make your bracha. You put the lights off, you light. Put the light, the electricity lights on, also lechvoid Yom Tov, and then make the bracha afterwards.
So you say the bracha on both?
Then the bracha will go on both, putting on the lights and putting on the chashmal over there, both over there. Somebody called me up before Yom Kippur. He said it was just after a baby. His wife had moved in to his mother, her mother. He was lighting at home. I wanted to know where the best place to light was. He said, should she light? Should he light? So we'll see that maybe he's not included in her locker, which is not her home. Let's say he's not included in her locker at home. So what, should she light by her mother? And he should light again at home? Or should he not light again at home? So I told him, if you put your lights off before you light at home, and then you're going to do an adlocker, which is going to help you because Shalom Bayis, then you can make a bracha at home. But if you're going to keep your lights on, and you're going to make a bracha at home, what are you lighting for? You're lighting for because the minig is that the Noshim make such an adlocker. The Shalom says in a few places that Isha, the minig is that she lights, even though one would say there's no need for that Isha to light, because she's already included in other Neiris. The Shalom says, a lady who's a visitor, and she's included, she's moved into her parents, she's now in lockdown, and she's moved into her parents for 2 months, she's been there since Yom Tov, she's been there, she's not just a Oirech who's come for a Shabbos, she's a part of the Bnei Bayis. So really, these people, these young couples are stuck by their parents since Yom Tov, since the beginning of lockdown, they shouldn't be lighting at all. They're proper Bnei Bayis, a child doesn't light at home. So a married couple have moved into their parents, they also shouldn't be lighting. The person moves back to England and they move into the parents, till they manage to find a house, they moved in for a few months to their parents' house. They're proper Bnei Bayis, they're part of the household. As far as all dinim are concerned, Chanukah, they're not mukhif to light, they're part of the day of the Bnei Bayis. Just like a child at home is part of the household, so too a married couple at home, they're part of the household, they shouldn't be lighting. So why are they lighting light layers every Shabbos? Ask these young couples who've come here since lockdown. They're all lighting. Why are they lighting? What are they doing? They're part of the Bnei Bayis. A Ben Bayis can't be mafkia himself. Maybe can be mafkia himself, but if he has in mind not to be part of the adlocker. But they're part of the adlocker. Why are they making a new adlocker? Says Ish Lavram, because the minik is. Ish Lavram says that's the minik. The minik is that Isha, Yidran Yisrael, does adlocker Zaneris. She's doing adlocker Zaneris, but that adlocker Zaneris that she does is at least something that makes sense. She's doing it a Sefes Eira. She's adding on something towards the Suda. But she's not Mechuyev. You can't do it a Sefes Eira when you're not Mechuyev. Yeah. A child at home who's included in the parents of Lachis Haneris can't say, I'm doing Tesefes Eira and lighting again. The wife lit at home, the husband can't light again Tesefes Eira.
What does the Levavitch do with the children light?
Because, those that have the minig that they light themselves, each one, so if it's a married lady, then you've got the Ishal Avrom. The Ishal Avrom says that the minig is the light. And if it's the younger ones who do it over there, so they have to be mafkia themselves on the adlocker. I say, lechatchila, I don't want to be part of my parents' adlocker. And then it's a chiddush of some poskim, the whole, if I say lechatchila, I don't want to be part of it, it's good enough. But all those young couples who moved into the parents' house, they're not saying, I don't want to be part of my parents' adlocker. They light themselves. Why are they lighting? They should be part of it. Says Ishal Avrom, a chiddush, a big chiddush. We should put it in such a chiddush. I say that the minhag ha'olam is that Isha always has to have an adlocker Zaneiris, and even if she was ready yotzer for adlocker, she still does her own adlocker, because every Isha wants to do a ma'aseh adlocker l'chavod Shabbos.
She should make a bracha, then.
She does, makes a bracha. On the minhag, you also make a bracha. On the minhag, if that's what the minhag ha'olam is, even though according to the way the poskim say it, it doesn't really have much of mashmor, it's not adlocker, you make a bracha on that adlocker. Interesting, the Kutum Arich says the reason why one adds on lights for every child, since Hadlokas Haneris, the Gemara says, it's Kinei Mitzvah, V'Toyer Oy, and it's Yesh Leibonim, Tamid Chachomim, good children, the person is Medactic, but Hadlokas Haneris says, that's where it came, that's the Makoy of the Minig, that every extra child, one adds another Nei, because the Neiris is a Skula, to be Zecha, to good children, therefore, per child, every extra child a person adds on, another nay. But one adds on an extra nay for the children, the chiyum of the mitzvah is it vikah din for Isha, as much Isha and a man and a lady, the same, but Isha is the one who actually does the poil that Adlokas and Leis.
No, I don't care, but if a man's on his own and the wife's not at home at all, so maybe she'd like without
the actually, Rambam doesn't, could be, but the Shimon
like
doesn't say that. Could be, but the Shimon talks
if he's on his own, who's he like?
If well, it's light at home, or it's not light at home?
It's light at home, yeah, normal.
If it's light at home, so if the Ishar of Rome says that the minig is always the light from Kippur, even if it's and light over there, but it doesn't say this, it says for a lady, for a man. So for a man, so in that case, of this person who's, who was the wife was by her parents and he was at home, so then the Betzem, even if you're Mechuv at Lok Saneris, but to do it at Lok Saneris where it's light by you at home, it doesn't have got much more. So either put your lights off and there, when it's dark, so you do Mishum Shon Bais, when you come home, they shouldn't trip up, so you can make a broch on it. Or don't light at all, but to light a man where it's ready light at home, before Yom Kippur, where the whole thing is a minig, and the minig is for ladies, then it's hard to say that man should make a broch.
Shon Bais means for you, or for the Bais?
Who? Shon Bais is even a single person. Shon Bais doesn't mean that because there's a husband and wife. A single boy at home, a single girl at home, also has the din of Shon Bais. Shon Bais means that I shouldn't trip up. Shon Bais means that I shouldn't be in a house when have difficulties with not being able to see on Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal made a takana to have neiris over there. Nothing to do with a couple, even single people, have that same chiyuv. The adlaka that a person does before Shabbos, and it that doesn't dafke help b'shas adlaka. It's dark. We say there's adlokas aneris, which is either because of Shon Bais or because of Tesefes Ayra. So let's first see Tesefes Ayra. Tesefes Ayra means I've got a Suda Shabbos. A Suda Shabbos means that it's nice and enjoyable, according to Chazal, to have neiris there, b'shas my Suda. Therefore, even if there's already lights over there, I go and add lights to chvoid the Suda Shabbos. That's considered Tesefes Ayra. And I can make a brocha on that adlokas, because that's adlokas l'tzeich Suda. As far as the Mishabu is concerned, which is talking about before the days of electricity, there's Kamo Dagas in Tesefes Ayra. That means Mishabu says if a person lights during daytime, and when he comes tonight, nighttime, he'll benefit from those lights. But he's going to finish his Suda during daytime. He starts in Makabal Shabbos in the summer early, and he's going to Tadlokas Aneris before his Makabal Shabbos, and he's going to finish his Suda still when it's light outside. So those lights didn't really help him at all in order they shouldn't trip up, for sure not. And also it didn't really help him much towards the Suda because you could see without it. So all those lights did was the surface area. Lit, had the Suda in the daytime, and you put the lights over there, and those lights gave a Milo, which is called the surface area, made it a bit lighter for him during daytime. Says the Mishabura that Lachatchila, of course you should make the light should go until the night. But by the Eved, if the lights don't go on till the night, that's good enough. Why? Because it's Tesefes Ayra, even in daytime we have light, that's good enough. That's one Mishabura. There's another Mishabura, that Mishabura says, what happens if a few people together and we're lighting? Two people have come, or some children have come to the parents for Shabbos, and talk the Vaila without electricity, it's a dark house, and the Bala Sabais does her Adlokas Aneris, and one of the children have moved in for Shabbos also want to do an Adlokas Aneris. An Adlokas Aneris in the house over there. Says the Mishabura, that if you want to do on the same setting, where the same candlesticks that have the original candles, you also want to light another light, it's only with the Eved. Mishabura says, it may be good enough, but it's only with the Eved that Adlokas. He's done machlokes about it. He says, but the Eved, if something is very poor, you can rely on those shitters. Let's say even that there's mamish, no extra benefit from those lights is also good enough. Abrachat Chila, the Mishabura says, you have to put it, let the Balas Abayas make her candlesticks in one place, and you do a bit to the side, your own candlesticks are over there, that's good enough. Says Eli Rab, I don't understand. I don't understand. What's the difference? If Tesefes Ayra, then Tesefes Ayra right next to each other, close to each other, also doesn't add much. Who cares in the same setting, in the same candlesticks have a few different layers over there, and I'm going to put my own one over there, that's no good. And right next to it is good over there, that little difference is what makes a difference. But Mishabura would seem like that. Mishabura holds that with the Eved, there's different dagas and what's considered the surface area. If I light my light during daytime, and I'm the only one that's lighting over there, the Mishabura holds that's good enough. If I'm lighting at night and somebody else is lighting right next to me, if I'm in the same setting, it's no good, right next to it is good enough. What's the difference? But seeing from the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah holds that if a Suda Shabbos, which we understand that concept, that a person likes to have certain candles, the Suda of Shabbos. And therefore, even if it's daytime and those lights aren't adding much, but the fact that you have candles by the Suda Shabbos, that enhances, that makes the meal a nicer meal. It's covered for Shabbos to have candlesticks on the table, even though they're not adding anything. One set of candlesticks in the house, l'chvoy Shabbos, that's a covered Shabbos. As soon as you've already got one set of candlesticks over there, l'chvoy the Suda, then adding another set and another set, another set, then one has to already think about it. Am I adding or am I not adding by writing a second set of candlesticks? But one set of candlesticks, l'chvoid Shabbos Kodesh, even it's in daytime and it's not adding much, that is considered covered Shabbos. Because covered Shabbos, to have candles by the meal, is automatically a taste of Shabbos. A taste is for the Kedusha of Shabbos, Tesefes Oy for Shabbos. If there's already a candlesticks over there, then to add more, it may not be adding much. So let's go, what's the Negea, very Negea, to us every time. A person invites his children for Shabbos, and they come to the parents for Shabbos, and there's lights there in the house over there, and the mother is doing hard luck on this already, and the child comes there for Shabbos, moves into the parents. How should they be doing that luck on this? So you could say, you're adding on more lights, l'chvoy Shabbos, that's good enough. But nowadays we've got electricity. You've got electricity in the room already. So we don't really understand every time when we're lighting, when there's lights already in the room, and there's only no visitors of Shabbos, the lady goes and does hadlokas and leis, the chvoy Shabbos, the one hadlokas and leis in the house over there. Really, are they adding much? No, you're not adding very much. But what? One hadlokas and leis, the chvoy Shabbos is a epis, even with chashmal, even with electricity over there, you've done something. But if there's already an Adlokas Aneris taking place in the house over there, and the second people have now moved into the parents for Shabbos, what are you adding with the second set of Aneris? We're going to say Tesefes Oira. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say a concept of Tesefes Oira when there's already electricity and it's doing nothing at all. Mishnah Berurah talks about when, in his days, there was one set of candlesticks. You add a second set of candlesticks, so the second set of candlesticks is adding something. And he says it's not in the same setting next to it, then you're adding. But if it's already light in the room, because electricity is on, and you want to light another set of candlesticks, we haven't got a Mishnah Berurah that says it's good enough.
It's an oynig.
The oynig is that adds towards not a mekayem the mitzvah of Chazal. Because then do it even if it's light, and do it out in the street, and do it in the room over there that's not adding. The oynig is being mekayem what Chazal says, they have my suda by the candles. If there are candles there already, she's not enjoying it. She's happy that she's mekayem the mitzvah of Chazal. That's not only the Chazal we're talking about. Chazal we're talking about, they add towards your Suda. I'm not adding anything towards my Suda. So I'm not saying
she feels that she's so used to lighting her own candles by her own Suda.
So she feels good that she was looking at Chazal's Chiyuv about Lachis Aneris. That's what she feels good about. She doesn't feel that she's enjoying her food better because the Aneris is adding anything towards it. She feels that she's looking at what Chazal wanted her.
Candles create an atmosphere. The more candles you have, the more atmosphere it creates.
That element of atmesphere that we know is considered, that Chazal says is good enough, was an element of atmosphere without electricity. And that, which you see, which Berurah says, is always an element of atmosphere. The other number with a few layers together also adds an atmosphere with this 5 lights or 10 lights on it. And Berurah says you can't make a brother fit on that. Because you have to do it. And the adding of the atmosphere is also the fact that the layers are adding towards it. And these lights, when you've got electricity in the background, it's hard to say that I'm adding much towards it. So it's hard to say that that's already where if people come in, you see people put the lights off before Adlokas Aneris, it's hard to say that person's mukhuyev to. We can't say you're mukhuyev to. Nobody's mukhuyev to because we've got at the end of the day Eishel Avram. The Eishel Avram says the minute is when you do an Adloka, even though the Adloka is really not doing very much, nevertheless the Noshim always want to do an Adloka, and they do an Adloka even though with the Adloka isn't really adding much to Sefer Seira. But if a person wants to know what the Lechatchil is, the Torah Shabbos says, if you move into your parents' house for a Shabbos, then you light in a dark room. You want to be mekayem the mitzvah of Chazal? Chazal said that every person has to have adlokas on neiris. I've moved in to my parents, and my parents have, in any case, neiris over there. in the dining room for the meal. And he's talking about even without the electricity, because the Sefer Torah wasn't such a lechatchila. So he says, go to your bedroom, make your bedroom dark, and light in your bedroom. Don't come at night in the dining room where there's in any case other lights over there. Now, even if you're going to say that you can't do that, but nowadays when you've got chashmal, electricity's on over there, and you're not adding very much, if a person wants to know what the lechatchila is, avada the lechatchila is, if a person moves into his parents for Shabbos, and there's lights in the dining room, the best thing to do would be either to light your bedroom, make it dark over there, you've got a chatchila, shem a chatchila dekeh, hadlaka, or put the lights off in the dining room before you light in the dining room.
As long as you're going to use the lights in your bedroom, because by the time you get to bed, you light.
Yeah, but it's not going to help, it's not going to help at all. But that, you can say light in the dining room, so you're going to say, oh, it's a new chumrah, I haven't heard of it, to come with lights in the bedroom. You have a Shabbos lamp they put on in the bedroom. It's very simple. Do a light downstairs in the dining room. But put your Shabbos lamp. You've got a light under the bedroom, a little lamp on the bed over there. You haven't got your mokka machila, but you're yotzi your mitzvah with that. I've got mokka machila. I don't need to light my mokka machila. I don't need to set aside. Make my bedroom dark. Make my bedroom dark and put a lamp under the bedroom. I haven't answered Mokka Machila, but I'm going to have my mother's candles by my Mokka Machila. By Mokka Machila, I'm going to have the Yates with my mother's Hadlocker. And my Hadlocker, I've got in my bedroom, Shalom Bayis.
She makes a bracha for that?
Shalom Bayis, we make a bracha. We pass, we make a bracha. Shalom Bayis, even spark over there. So you're going to say you want a Mokka Machila, you want Tesefes Achila, do that. It's a light in the dining room, and make a bracha also in your candles in the dining room. But put a light under the bedroom, put a lamp under the bedroom. Poor man, make your bracha in the dining room. Say you are doing something, the minute is tonight over there. But put a lamp on the bedroom. A person wants to be yotzer, the key of mitzvah really is that this night should be doing something. So all we can do is move the candlesticks a bit further away. But we spoke about last week, you come to the hotel and you've got a tray with a whole load of tea lights over there. Those tea lights are equivalent to what the Mishabura says that if you got a whole load of candles together in one setting, then the Isha Aniya can be yotze with it. And Mishabur is talking about Isha Aniya, which in the days of Chazal didn't have electricity. But we got electricity over here, where those lights are really doing nothing. So you go to an hotel, you've got a big tray over there, a whole load of tea lights. Are those tea lights adding anything? They add nothing at all, together with that. So you can't, it's hard to say that you got a Mishnabura, and I'm relying on the Mishnabura that says, Tesefes Oira, Bidi Eved, Isha Aniya, money, I've got electricity in over here. So the best of times, I don't really know what we're doing. Elamai, because you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you say it's Mashma, that you do one Hadlaka is good enough. Oh, but you want to do another thing, your mother does her candlesticks on one side of the room on the table, and the daughter puts her candlesticks on the other side of the dining room table, a bit of a different place, it's doing something. Oh, but the mother lights are nice big candles, always over there, and at the bottom over there you got two little tea lights, which were the ones who come for Shabbos, with the lights on in the room over there. What are those tea lights doing? It's adding, even if you say that adds for the aroma of Shabbos, the two little tea lights with the nice big candlesticks over there, with the Tesefes, it's hard to say. It's a very shver zach. That which we do. So I asked my father last week, because I knew in America, when he goes to the conventions over there, they have a Pesach of Rav Moshe. The Pesach of Rav Moshe is, when you've got in the room, round the side over there, they all eat in one place, in the big hall over there, and of course you can't have any lights over there in the dining room, they're not going to allow it. So what do? They've got a separate room at the side over there, with 1,000 D lights, and every person comes and lights in that room. They say from Rav Moshe, yes, if you put the supply a bit of mazonos there after the meal, and somebody comes and eats there, so it's also considered a mokka machila. We'll get to that, whether mazonos after the suda is good enough to make it a mokka machila. But let's say even if it is a mokka machila, how many of the evets have you got when you do such an adlocker? You've got 1,000 tea lights over there. It's not adding anything at all. My tea lights is a part of a massive setting of on the table, loads of tea lights together. It's not for me eating there after the Suda, it's somebody else eating there after the Suda. Tesefes Oira, the best of time, isn't a great lechatchila to do it over here. And that's the Hadlaka. All because what should be Mokka Machila? Much, much better off would be tonight in the bedroom. Much better off. I know it looks sounds funny, but put a lamp on in your bedroom. When you go to the Tel for Shabbos, you take with a Shabbos lamp, you put it on in your bedroom over there, and it's helped you because it's dark when you come in at night to the room and you've got that light on over there. You've done much, much better adlocker. You think you're doing adlocker over there, lighting candles, and the Mamma Gitan, the Baba Gitan, I'm doing these candles over there. It's all true, but you're doing an adlocker which is just about, even if you scrape through with it, it's just about an adlocker with it.
If you do do that idea, can you do light the lamp in the bedroom without a bracha and go downstairs to light? Someone light candles.
So to do that, to make your bracha downstairs. To make the bracha. If she'll feel better that we're over there, it's good enough. The b'dieved, it's for Yenna's Achila. And. But you should do the light before she lights over there, she should go upstairs. So light in the bedroom, take a lamp with you over there, put that on before, and then go and light downstairs, and then you let her feel the brachas on downstairs and both together. But at least she's done something. Pardon? After plaque. Yeah. After plaque, put over here. So if a person does this kiyum of adlocker, then he's at least done something which is al-chatchila de kadlocker. Al-chatchila de kadlocker. But so the Gea to last week, we had also a very interesting Shadi last week. You got breaking a suit of Shabbos, a rather who's quite tight at home, and got visitors to suit of Shabbos. And it was difficult to light the candles at the table over there because the candles at home was very likely they're going to be knocked over. So what should you do? What's the chatchila de place to light in such a week? There's no sideboard, a small little dining room, no sideboard over there. Where should you do it?
Put on two lights there and the lights in the other room.
Big deal. Put two lights where?
Two lights somewhere.
Fine, place
for two lights.
Okay. Can come to the smell, you can also put me a father on, it's not going to help him. You need it to be from Mokka Machil. You can't just light anywhere. You need nearest the Akiyam from the mitzvah.
In the room.
A small supper table, a small little dining room, no room over there. What's the chatchila to do it? What would you say? Okay, that would be nice. If there is that itza, then Avada put in the room itself. What should you do?
So in the kitchen,
that would be an itza. You put it in the kitchen, and it's going to help something towards your preparation for the achila. Even if it's not pitch black, then it's going to help according to Mariel. Are we going to have another problem? Because Chazal ha-machayev, every person to have neiris by the suda. So true that you've done your neiris, you can't be mitzvah over there, but where your neiris for your suda? You got no neiris over there. But you mechuyev this Suda Shabbos to have neiris. Friday night Suda needs neiris. Where's my neiris to Suda Shabbos? If I see over there, I need something that I benefit from it. I need to benefit from those lights. We said last week in Masukah is off the dining room, and you're doing the dining room, and the fact I can see it, that's not considered that my Suda's by the neiris. I need my Suda to be by those neiris. I enjoy the neiris. The fact I can see from the distance, that's not considered. That's why I'm not yotze. That's why I'm not yotze. Even if I do it in the sukkah, perhaps. But it doesn't make more of a place to be able to do my adlokas aneiros. I need my adlokas aneiros by my suda. And sukkah, sheitan och, and ocha sukkah, if it's a danger for the sukkah, I'm not going to be yotze by lighting over there. So then you have to work out a second next place where I'm going to be yotze. But put a place that's far away that I'm not yotze from here. So this, you're going to light in the dining room, it's going to be help, or you're going to eat after the suda of this gemara. But I need my neiris, my mokke machila. So there the etza is, you should put his lights off in the dining room before Shabbos. Lechoy the suda Shabbos. There's always two cheshbonis a person has to take into account. If you put the lights on in the room where your dining room is, lechoy Shabbos, there's also a kiyum of adlokas aneiros. Because I put the lights on in my dining room, lechoy Shabbos. So the best etza in that case is to light either in the room where you're going to trip up, and that means you put the lights off in the room where you're going to light, and that neiros are going to help you in order that shalom bayis they shouldn't trip up. So that's considered adlokas neiros with a brocha. And in my dining room, I've got neiros. Lechvoid my suit, the Shabbos. Where's my neiros? I've got the lights on over here. The lights on that I put on lechvoid Shabbos is good enough. Well, that was very nagea this year. It was nagea for camp this year. You light in the dining room. You can't light in the dining room because it's dangerous. There's boys over there. So what do? So you do the adlokas neiros, like I said last week, in the place where the kitchen helps are going to eat. So you do the adlokas neiros over there, and it's going to be good enough for the kitchen helps eating over there. But I've got no lights in the dining room. It's through the Shabbos, you've got everybody eating over there. You've got in the hotel room, everybody eating together, and there's no lights over there. So I've got a through the Shabbos without adlokas aneiros. So then you have to do something else. To put the lights off, lechavod Shabbos, and put on lechavod Shabbos. So a person is always running between these two cheshbonos. The chain if you go to eat by Sheva Brachos on Shabbos. Very common. Shaila, I'm going to eat out Shabbos, Sheva Brachos. Where should I do my adlokah? Is the best place to do the adlokah in the place of the Sheva Brachos, or should I do my adlokah at home? So if you do the adlokah at home, and you're going to travel a place, quarter of an hour, 20 minutes towards the Sheva Brachos, so you're also running into a problem, because the adlokah needs to be somewhere for the Shabbos. Let's say you haven't got that problem. Where's the best place for a person to light? So if you have it at home, where Adlokta Nevis is going to help you when you come home, you put the light off at home. People say, you go out to Sheva Brochus, optional. Either light in the place where the Sheva Brochus is over there, or you light at home. Remember, Eretz Yisrael, one of the big possibilities to say, optional, that equal. Either light at home, or light in the place where the Sheva Brochus would be. It's not equal. It's equal if you put your lights off at home, and those lights are going to help you at home, that when you come home, you're not going to trip up. Or, you have a mezonos at home at those lights, and then you can say they've helped you because they've had a suda by those lights. But if the lights and electricity is on at home, and you light at home, so what did those neighbors do? They didn't do anything for you. They didn't have your suda by it. Didn't help you for shalom bayis. So what did those neighbors help you? So either you put the light off, then you can light at home. Or, you have a mezonos afterwards by those lights. Or, you light by the sheva brachos. But what a lot of people do is, they tell the guests, light at home. So leave it to them to find out how they should be lighting up. Light at home. And then by the Sheva Brochus, there's no candles over there. Because it's too scary, the children around running around, so there's no candles by the Sheva Brochus. Even if they eat to that looks like this, but you've got no candles by the Sheva Brochus. So if you have to put the lights off, l'chvoid, the Suda Shabbos, then you've got a kiyum Suda Shabbos. V'chein, even if there is lights by the Sheva Brochus, but get loads of separate tables, and you got one table at the front, the top table has two lights, and my table's far away, the other side over there, a few different, that's a kiyum of mine, I'm gaining from those lights over there, because the top table has two lights over there, and my table's far down, says in Moshe Sternbuch, you need to have efforts of shaykhs of those lights. If you're saying it's adding towards your suda, they need to be helping you, somewhat, I'm part of it. But the top table has two lights over there, even if it has by the Shabbos Shev Brochus. Every table has, no, the top table has, no, so the top table has, what's it got to do, the people at the side? Can you be Yetzir HaChatrila? So HaChatrila, if a person makes a Shabbos Sheva Brochus, or a Simcha, or Bar Mitzvah, whatever it is in a hall, the HaChatrila is Zichah to put the lights off, and put the lights on with Choy Shabbos. And then every person who has the Suda Shabbos over there is gaining from those lights. It sounds like a Chumrah, it's not such a Chumrah, it's a very... The HaChatrila Dikedin, that every person should have the Suda Shabbos by Neir Shabbos over here. So to go back, just to sum up on the halacha of a hotel, if a person goes to a hotel and hasn't got a chetchila that can place the light, and he can't go into the dining room and put the lights off in the dining room. And even if he would put it on over here, it's not as nearest. You come with one person in the hotel, it's not his place to do that. It's nearest. The best thing to do is to put your lights in the bed, take with you a Shabbos lamp, or put something on in the bedroom that's going to help you at night. The tzairich shalom bayis. And besides that, do a different adlokas on nearest.
Can you use the light
from
the bathroom as your...
Shall I can help you over there? Yeah, why not? Why not?
Helps you over there.
When the door's open over there, it's also...
You can
yeah. But you put in the chashmal over there. You do, in any case, you'll do another nail somewhere else over there.
But in the bedroom, you wouldn't
want to
have that on all night.
Oh, nothing. Right,
right.
So you have the Shabbos lamp. Either the Shabbos lamp that you put in. Yeah, you put the light on in the bathroom, it's going to be there. That's going to shine in. That light's going to shine into the room over there. You got a kim of that, and you do a lots of nail somewhere else.
Friday,
Friday Yom Tov, you've got a problem. Friday Yom Tov, you haven't got that Itza. That's very true. Friday Yom Tov, you haven't got the Itza of a Tisefes Oi, unless you do Mamish, add it in a place where your neighbors are that's going to help towards the Suda. A couple have come to the parents, Shabbos Yom Tov, so the first day Yom Tov, you can put the lights on over there, but Shabbos Yom Tov is already more problematic. And those candles should take a be by the side, not right next to each other, little tea lights. At least put the tea lights somewhere else, or a bit further to the side, to get from those lights. Yeah. And Chanan, we haven't got that yet.
Secondly, Yom Tov needs a Shabbos lamp. Close it and open it.
No, you're not doing a Ma'aseh Adlokta. Opening over there and closing it is not doing. It's not a Ma'aseh Adlokta. You have to put it on. You have to do a Ma'aseh Adlokta to put it on over there. Secondly, Yom Tov, a couple comes with it, they just try and move the lights a bit further away. At least add something towards it. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the speech.
No, you have to do Ma'aseh Adlokta. That allowing the light to come through is zecher not good enough. Has to be that you did the Ma'aseh Adlokta for it. Now, the gaining from the lights of Shabbos is one of two ways. Either gain from Shabbos when it's light in the daytime and you did it to help you for Shalom Bayis is one of two ways. Either a person gains because when he did his Adlokta, it helped. The way you did the Adlokta, even though I know by night the electricity is going to be on, and this electricity, the lighting I'm doing over here, isn't going to help me at all, because I'm going to put the electricity on straight afterwards, or somebody else is going to put the electricity on. But because when I did my Adlokta, that Adlokta helped me for Adlokta Saneris, that adlocka itself was an adlocka that made it light. That I could have used these lights to help me by night, even if afterwards at night there's going to be other lights. It's not going to help me. And that's good enough. That's one thing. And there's another adlocka. Even when I did my lighting, there were other lights over there. And it didn't help me at all. It was daylight outside, Shas, I did my adlocka. And the adlocka didn't help me at all. But when it comes at night, I'll close my curtains, and I'll close my door, and I'll make sure that these lights will help me at night. That's also good enough. Even though Bishas adlocka is not, it didn't help me at all, because I did it in the daytime, and there were lights on the street, and that light did nothing at all. But because when it's going to be night, it's going to help me, it's going to be good enough. So one of the two. Either when I light I did something, or at night it's going to be dark, that's going to help me, then it's always going to be good enough. So either make sure to close the curtains at night and to benefit from those lights, that's good enough, or do it in daytime in a way that these lights would, mitzvah, be able to help me because electricity was off. And if it would be dark at night, then these lights would be able to cause me shalom bias. But if the lights are on and it's not it's going to be light at night, the whole day over there, then having gained much in these things, then it's already a problem. Another very important halacha, when I get to adlokas haneiros, is when a lady goes into hospital after birth, and she's not lighting at home. She's lighting in the hospital. So, how's the best way for her to light in the hospital? Would be to put the lights off, either with the place where she's going to eat, she should put lights over there, but today's hospitals, unless you're in Eretz Yisrael, in a Yiddish hospital, they're not going to allow you to do any tea lights, and you know, Mokka Machili. Pardon? They put it out straight away. Yes, yeah, I was once in Eretz Yisrael, and my wife gave birth just before Shabbos over there, and lit candles over there, so I asked them, can I light candles? Yeah, no problem at all, light candles over here in the room. I think about 5 minutes after she lit, they came and took the candles out. So what the adlocka did had no much more. So they gave me permission to light over there, didn't they give me permission to keep it over there, so it didn't do anything. In the Tisrael, what they often do is they put light in the place where the dining room is, where the ladies eat over there, they light over there. So if she's well enough to come over there to eat in the dining room, or at least it helps her somebody else eat over there, then she's done something. But if she's stuck in a bed over there, or a person stuck in hospital, the best thing is to put off the light and put on the lamp on top of his bed, if the room would be dark without it. If there's, you know, a person's on a ward, but there's lights on over there in any case, then he's not doing very much but adding on. It's not adding on. If he's going to eat over there by those lights, he's got to set his area to say chachila. But if he's not going to eat over there, and all he's doing is adding a light to say Shabbos, and it's not going to help him to trip up, then it's a problem. What happens if the lady's in hospital and she's going to do an adlocka kedin? Because she's going to put her lights off in her room, and she's going to put the lights on to say Shabbos, so she's going to eat over there and light candles over there. Does the husband have to light at home? Or does the husband not have to light at home? A husband is always nechlal in the spouse's adlocka. A person goes away is nechlal in the adlocka of the bias. A child belongs at home, a child goes away for Shabbos, he doesn't have to do his own adlocka, because the father does his adlocka at home, and the child belongs at home, just like he goes away for Shabbos, he doesn't have to do his own adlocka saneris. Just like when he's at home, he didn't have to do his own adlocka saneris, because he's included in his father's adlocka saneris. So too, when a child goes away for one Shabbos Hanukkah, a child doesn't have to light himself because he's mechlal in his father's adlocka. A lady goes away for Shabbos for Hanukkah, she doesn't have to light herself because she's included in her husband's adlocka. A child goes away for a normal Shabbos, he also doesn't have to light because he's included in his father's adlocka. But what happens if the father's gone to one place, parents have gone to one place, they've gone to a chasna abroad, and the child's moving into an uncle for Shabbos? Is he included in his mother's adlocka in a different country? Imagine there's no problem with a time zone. Is he included in the mother's adlocka? The husband's wife's gone into the hospital, and she's lighting in the hospital. Is the husband mechuyev to light his own neiros? So he needs neiros by Malka Masuda, but he's eating by his parents' Shabbos. He's moved into his parents. He's going to eat by a visitor, eat by a shvogi, eat somewhere else. He's going to have, he's got lights on at home, because it's not dark at home, no problem with Shom Bias. He's going to the Suda Shabbos, he's going to be by Neiris over there, and his wife's lighting in hospital. Is he included in his wife's adlocka when she's not at home?
Does it mean like that on the first Friday night after later the husband? There used to be that.
Yes. That's a minik which already put down in the poskim that the first later afterwards, first time afterwards, you do a Shiloh, why that minik? Because that the husband does the nearest, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't have her adlocka. The husband does the adlocka that's going to help both for the husband and for her. the first week after. But she's away in hospital and she's doing an adlaka. She's doing a proper adlaka. Does the husband need to do his own adlaka or not? So the Rekha Joshua says in Nuchas Chanukah that which we say, the B'nai Bayis are all included in one adlaka, and the husband and wife are included in the adlaka, the children are included in the parents' adlaka, is only if the adlaka takes place at home. I become tofel to an adlaka that's taking place in the place where I belong. My wife lights at home, then I have gone abroad and included in my wife's adlaka. My father lights at home, and I'm a child at home, I'm included in my child's adlaka. My father's doing an adlaka elsewhere, because he's gone away Shabbos Chanukah, then, and he's lighting where he is, I'm not included in his adlaka, I'm not part of his bias, I'm not toppled to my father's adlaka, I'm toppled to an adlaka that takes place in my house. But if it's not taking place in my house, I'm not toppled to adlaka. That's a very, very important adlaka when adlaka is taking place out of the house. If the isha is in hospital and she's doing adlaka, and there is kedin over there, or v'chein, the husband goes abroad to Israel, or the case somebody asked, was gone to America for Shabbos or anything like that, and she moved into her parents, and she's going to do her adlaka sandaris in her parents' house. Does he have to light? Does he not have to light? The answer is he does have to light, because you've got no adlaka sandaris for you. Your adlaka sandaris is not so. That's not so, of course, because it's a chiddush. Like a tisha is a chiddush and something which the most possible don't address this point. The adlaka sandaris needs to be an adlaka sandaris. How does it work when I'm abroad and my wife's lighting for me at home? I'm not benefiting from those nights at all. So it's a chiddush because in my household there's neiris taking place, adlaka taking place, I'm part of it. So you could say, if she's writing for me, I'm married to her, she's writing for me, I'm also included in her neiris, wherever she does it. Certain education, no. You're only included in neiris which are done on your behalf if they're taking place at home. And therefore, if it's not at home, it's not good enough. So she moves into her parents, and he is now gone abroad. He has to make sure he does an adlaka sandaris. And even if his bedroom is going to be light, there's no problem with shalom bayis. And even if whatever he's eating abroad is going to be, which is very gap, but the chassidim happens all the time. They go to he goes to the rebbe, and she moves into her parents for Shabbos over there. And he, in his place over there, he's not the only person in his room over there. There's other people in the room together, a few together in the room, and they'll make sure one person will do an adlaka sandaris. Or somebody's doing whatever I'm eating, there'll be neiris over there, but I haven't been mishtanted to put in those neiris. And my wife's not lighting at home, she's lighting somewhere else. I'm left without adlaka sandaris. The person has to be aware that if it's not in the adlaka sandaris, which is taking place at home, then one has to do an adlaka sandaris, one's own adlaka sandaris. Either or mishtanted peputa. Or mishtanted peputa, but it has to be mishtanted peputa. So a person goes. A mishtata beputa. A person goes abroad. A mishtata beputa is. Mishtata beputa helps, but the Shulchan Aruch says two cases. Shulchan Aruch says one case of two of a few visitors that come together at one place, and then mishtata beputa. And the Shulchan Aruch says that two people, if somebody comes to somebody else's house, then he does his own adlaka sandaris. And the shayl is, why didn't he just say to be mishtata beputa? Would seem from the Paskim say that from the Shulchan Aruch that even Mishtata Beputa, the Chatchil of Mishtata Beputa is only when it's dark in the room, and therefore you can't have two people lighting in the room because the second light's not doing anything, so then you have to be Mishtata Beputa. But if I'm going somewhere to a place where I can add to Sefer area, then the Chatchil I should do it myself. So add Mishtata Beputa, whatever a person's going to be, a person needs an Adlaka Sandaris. If a person goes abroad, he has to make sure that if his wife's not lighting for him at home, he needs an Adlaka Sandaris. How to do that adlaka sandaris? Either the adlaka sandaris, the chatchila, should be by putting off a light in his bedroom, or, like you say, mishtata beputa, or do the candlesticks further to the side, and therefore those candlesticks that do the side are going to help you towards your adlaka sandaris.
In the olden days, the Bnei Yeshiva used to be mishtata beputa.
It's true, but those mishtata beputa was because you came to a place where it was shalom bayis, and there was a dark room, and therefore when it says Achsanoim, they all joined together, Mishtata Pruta, they had no Eitzah to do it themselves. But if you go to a place where you go through the Shabbos, you got a place where there is another Eitzah to do your own Adlaka Sandaris, then a Chatrilo one should try to do his own Adlaka Sandaris. But yes, there is Eitzah always to be Mishtata Pruta. A person has to be aware that he needs his Adlaka Sandaris, and either he'll do his Adlaka Sandaris blighting in his bedroom, or he'll do an Adlaka Sandaris Mishtata Pruta, or in the place where he's gone to, he'll move his Neiris to the side. But a person is always Mechuyu Badlok Zaneiris, and the Klolema either to Sefer Seira, the Sefer Torah, if it haka adds towards it, which nowadays is problematic, you move it to the side, or you put it in electricity, or a shalom bayis that's actually dark, and those layers help you.
I think you should make your own lighting in his room, make it with a bracha.
Yeah, for shalom bayis, you also make a bracha.
You don't make a bracha.
Pardon?
If you start to put the
yenna. Yeah, because yenna's bracha helps. If I'm starting to put on part of yenna's adlocker, and yenna's adlocker has a bracha. But if I'm not starting to put, I'm doing my own adlocker, then I must do my own adlocker with a bracha. It doesn't help to go into somebody else's house and say that I'm going to put off the lights in the hallway and put those lights on again and be yetzim adlokas aneiros with it. Because it's not my chiv to put the lights on in those hallways. The Baal HaBayis is my chiv to have lights on in the hallway. It only helps to put on lights in your bedroom if you have a designated place for you to sleep. Your own room without any of the Bnei Bayis over there in that room you put on. But it's often the place you move into a shvaga for Shabbos and there's somebody else sleeping over there in that room over there. So it's not a room which is meyuchad for you. Then it's not going to help to put on the light under the bedroom or light in your bedroom. Because it's the Baal HaBayis' chiyuv to take care of it. If you got a place that's meyuchad for you and not the Baal HaBayis at all, and you light in that room, then that room is going to be considered the kiyum of shalom bayis. But if you light in a place that's, I'm not the only person in that room over there, there's other people over there, it's not my chiyuv, it's the Baal HaBayis' chiyuv, I can't be yetz with it. So a person has to be aware, shalom bayis is always an option if I've got my own room. Shalom bayis is only an option if it's dark. Dark either at the time when I do my adlokas aneiros, or it's dark at night. I put on the light on is a way that a person's yetzer with it. The light has to be that will make dark, it would be dark without the lights, and those lights make that I'm not going to trip up over those lights. Or you add a mokka machila. Add a mokka machila, another set of lights, not adding anything at all. Even the Shulchan Aruch says the meaning is the light, but still it's a versus a chiddush, it's just about enough. And even then, it's nishkan achatchila. A person has to try. You can't say a person doing a bracha batala, but a person has to try and move those lights somewhat to the side, that those lights are adding towards the meal. They're enhancing the meal. They're adding towards the atmosphere of the meal. And only then can a person be yetzer with the extra lights they did. When he does the extra lights, then he can make the bracha on those lights. If the isha lights at home, some people have a minig that still the husband likes to do his own adlocker. The way he, pardon?
He prepares the
candle. Well, look, preparing. Yeah, that's associated to Shulchan Aruch. That the husband prepares that lokas aneiros. That's his chiluk of being mishtatev. The Kriya says that isartem, eravtem, hadliku es anei. The shleisha dvarim so echlema ev Shabbos. Isartem, eravtem, hadliku es anei. Did you light the candle? Says Kriya. Why is it hadliku es anei? Isartem, eravtem. Adlikus aneh, says the Kegel, because all he does is, he's adlikus aneh, prepares the lighting for the candle itself. But the neh itself is what the isha does. Yeah, I know somebody from America, I have a friend whose great uncle, the way he got into a lot of the Gedolei Yisroel was, he helped out somewhat in the running of the household, and that way he managed to get his way in, and he managed to have a shaykhis, got a Kohen Pinchas that way, in case he went to Rabbi Lashem Zerbitzin. And he said he wants to polish Rabbi Lash's shoes, L'chvod Shabbos. I thought that we'll be able to get in. She said, I'll tell you one, there's two jobs that Rabbi Lash does in the household. One is that he prepares the neiros of Shabbos, that's what he runs over there. And besides that, he wants to do something, as every Gemara says, as Av Moloch Shavit or something, he didn't get, and he actually cleans his shoes, polishes his shoes, Shabbos. That's his way he does it. So you can ask for a different job, but for that job I can't give you, because that's what Rabbi Lash does. But a person has to be prepared the neiros for Shabbos. That's one of the achonos of the Neir Shabbos, in order that it should be able to burn, not going to should burn nicer, in order that a person shouldn't be mechalal Shabbos b'shas the adlocker, because it's going to run, it's not going to burn, therefore a person should prepare it. I used to prepare for Yom Tov, also the second, it was 2 days, 2 days Yom Tov, so you can't put it on and put it off for the second night Yom Tov, so on Erev, 2 days Yom Tov, you used to prepare the candles also for the second day, to bring the candle over here. Until I saw the Ramayah, it's not true, because the reason why a husband should prepare the neiros is only because she shouldn't be mechalal Shabbos when she does it. It's not going to run properly, it's not going to burn properly, and she's going to panic or whatever, come closer to Shabbos. That's the makoy of the minig of the husband preparing the neiros. On Yom Tov, she's allowed to light. She'll light again. It doesn't work the first time, she'll light it a second time. So, but etzem, for Yom Tov, it's not really a reason to prepare. Maybe there's other inyonim, but the way the Mishabura says, that's the reason why, is a bezundra tam. Mishabura doesn't bring down other reasons. Mishabura says, in order that a person shouldn't run into problems with Shabbos. And that's the reason. It's only Nagia by Shabbos, not by Yom Tov.
Shabbos Yom Tov
would be a problem. By Yom Tov itself, Lechoya, I don't know what the Minhag HaOlim is. I think most people do prepare even by Yom Tov. According to Mishaburis, maybe there's other timing. But according to the time that Mishaburis says, Lechoya, it's only Nagia by Shabbos and not Nagia by Yom Tov. I think we covered most of the Zachim, which are Nagia to Adlokas Aneiris, any Shailas, Nagia.
In the camp,
an alternative person has to do himself, but they give you your lights for you to light yourself, then that's them allowing you to do your own adlocker. They're giving you these lights for your usage, so you're doing your own adlocker when you light those lights. But if somebody lights on behalf of all the bocherim in camp, in the yeshiva, a bocher lights on behalf of everybody, so Rabbi Asher says also, the yeshiva supplying it for all the bochum in the yeshiva, they're supplying the food, they supply everything. It's equivalent of them saying, this nair belongs to all the bochum in the yeshiva.
I just need to get it clear, does that mean in a hotel where it's only men, the ladies
lighting
not lit at home?
She's not, then you're not mochiv to light yourself. If you go to a hotel for Shabbos and your wife lights for you at home, you're not mochiv at all. Unless...
If you didn't, can the organizer be late to you?
What, she didn't light at home?
She didn't like her home, she moved out.
Right. No, then he can't lie with you without you being mishtaka with Putta. He can't, unless you...
Why
unless
is the bochum different than the...
Because the light that's done in yeshiva is designated for all the bochum in yeshiva. The anhola buy those lights for all the bochum in yeshiva. They could do. They pick up those lights. They could.
Yeah.
They could pick up those lights on behalf of all the participants.
All the people need it.
Yes, on behalf of all the participants, and say that now, when they are lighting, I'm lighting on behalf of all those people, that it would work. But you're still going to have that the Isha always has a minute to do her own adlokas aneiris. But if not for that minute, then yeah, you'll be part of that adlokas aneiris.
Is there any Friday Yom Tov, why can't you organise on a time switch? The lights go off for half an hour, it'll be dark then, and then we'll go on later on and the lights will be on.
You could do that. And Achanami, if it would be on Friday Yom Tov, over there. Rabbi Yashiv did over there one year over there. But I think the Minhag HaOlim is that they don't put the lights off. If you've got visitors coming to you, and there's going to be, if you're worried for your children coming for Yom Tov over there, then I'd rather be a Lechatchila to put the lights on the time switch, or at least put it further away. Yeah, and or in a dark bedroom, which you should light in the bedroom for that second day Yom Tov, to light do it in the bedroom. And Achanami. As long as it's considered close enough to your table that you consider your achilas by those nearest, then it's good enough. Yeah, Nachanami. Tomorrow we'll move on to
next week.
Because when you put those lights on, the kindness thing would have been able to help you that the children should have
been
out. No. The main thing is that Kavod of Yom Tov is that you have by your Suda a lot, and you're not meeting with a Yom Tov. So, in this case, the person is moving away, and his wife was doing by her parents, even if it's not included in her lighting, because it's not a home. But then to say that the minute years he should light when he's got lights on the home, because that's the lady has a minute, that's what you're him, her, the minute with the Yitzhak, and he always needs lights for the Suda, that's a light.